Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill does battle with a herd of elk. For central Montana ranchers like Weston, spring, more a concept than an actual date, can't get here soon enough. It all began this summer when the statewide drought meant he put up just 800 bales of hay, half his normal production. Then winter came early and settled in hard. Snow-buried winter grazing ground, frigid temperatures meant cows needed to eat more, like double, just to stay warm. Now this, 500 head of hungry, winter-weary elk feasting on what's left of the meager hay reserves.
They've been coming down out of the hills to see if they can find any way to get into haystacks and get a little bite to eat. A large animal can walk right on top of the snowdrift without falling through and right over the top of our fence and into our haystack. And they did it to a neighbor's stack. He had only 5 or 6 bales left in it. And we knew that that meant once that those hay bales were cleaned up, that they were coming for our stack next.
And that's just what they did.
Every time I've checked cows, I've gone down to the haystack and checked for elk. And if needed, I have coaxed them away from the haystack.
One method of coaxing involves Weston's cow dog, Lobo. As a dog owner with limited success controlling my own hound, I'm gratified to hear an actual rancher also has such tenuous control.
Like if you're on a hike in the woods and your dog sees a deer and takes off, he doesn't listen to you whatsoever, and you try to call him back, and then you get really upset at your dog. Well, finally, that works really good. It's a behavior in my dog that I do not like. I'll be out in the field and we'll be rounding up cattle, and pretty soon he takes off because there's a white-tailed deer that he spooked up. Well, I finally, to chase these elk away, have a good purpose for that behavior.
With the low, low temperatures and thick snow and ice, Weston's been checking cows every 2 hours round the clock. Even still, he's lost a couple calves, one from a cow in an out-of-the-way pasture.
We check for those certain tellers that say, this cow's looking a lot closer to calving than this other, you know, than the others, so we better get her and bring her closer to the barn. But because of this problem with the elk, that sort was pushed back a few days. And so a couple mornings ago, I went up to check on that group of cows, and sure enough, this cow had had her calf up there on a snowbank.
It's all about how quickly the cow mothers her calf, especially in the cold.
If she mothers that calf and starts licking him off and kind of waking him up and getting him up and moving, they have a much greater chance of survival. And time is precious when a calf hits the ground on icy ground on a cold night, because if they even spend 15 minutes and don't start mothering, that can be the difference between life and death.
It's tough stuff for a young rancher trying to stretch the ranch he grew up on to provide for his young family.
We're all connected. Because it's my duty to be a steward over those things, like it's my responsibility to make sure that they're healthy, that they're happy. When it doesn't quite go the way it should and something dies, it's sad. It's a punch in the gut. And obviously, on the other side, it's a hit to the old wallet too.
One silver lining of the elk debacle, a lingering elk calf sheltering among the cows, mooching hay, but not too much. Weston's content to let him be for now.
I had to tease my brother, who lives and works in Helena, but he's got some cows on the place. I sent him a picture of it and said, one of your cows calved, ... Something doesn't look right. And so he got a kick out of that.
Next week, in the final episode of Season 2, Weston looks ahead to the future of the ranch.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.